6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Tear it up.
I know this whole table is wobbly. Blesses. Hello, everybody. We're here without Shane today, and I had to set up the equipment, so here's to hoping.
Good luck to us both.
I followed his instructions to the T, to the letter, and we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's me and Kim. God bless us. Help us. Help us, Lord, as my dad would say in church.
Do not disturb. There. At least I got my first part done.
I know how to turn my phone off. I've actually been having the volume on. That's how good my anxiety's been getting. I'm like, oh, I can hear a notification from my phone without like feeling like I'm going to pass out. Oh, yeah. Anxiety. Jeez, it's really been up.
I wish mine would settle down a little bit.
Well, I've been trying for years and years to find unmedicated ways to treat my anxiety and depression, and I think I found something that worked.
Do you use lavender oil?
Not really. I like the look of lavender, but the smell is
not
my favorite, especially if it's anything artificial lavender. Ugh, nope, can't do it.
When we went to Colorado a few years ago, we went up into the park, and the higher we got, the more nervous I got. Luckily my sister had a thing about lavender, and
I keep one usually on me. It's just a little satchel of like dried lavender petals, but it's one of those, not all lavender, especially after that latte, lavender latte I had, that Fabuloso. After that.
Wasn't that in Marion?
Yeah.
That little coffee shop.
After that, just the smell of it, I taste that latte again. I can't do lavender or lemon candles.
Did you repaint your nails?
Yes,
what
I did.
What are they? Ooh, I like.
I call this magic mirror.
Magic mirror.
I had a mirror fingernail polish, and then I have a shiny silver, and then I got glitter over that.
Nice.
So I'm doing my rotten tonight. That's why I'm unshaven. I always
do it right before.
Yeah, I can't shave every day, or I could break my skin, so sensitive.
You
I'm
just look
a
so
delicate flower.
You look so masculine tonight with your scruff.
And chest hair. Oh, that's a rare sight. You never let the girls have hair on them. Oh. The
I got
just
my
complained.
Nails done last week, too. They have little butterflies on them.
Oh, I see a little pink and blue. What's on your pointer? It's a little white.
It's just little white thingies.
My eyesight's going. I can't see five a tiny detail 5 feet away.
Have one of the pair of these.
Never, never. That will, I will, I'm getting accustomed to aging, but when my eyesight goes, that's when I will be dramatically grieving, like the loss of that. Just, I've lived my whole life with perfect vision, you know, near, far, wherever you are, I see it all. Like, just the day when I won't be able to, I'll be real sad about it.
Trying to remember when I started having problems.
Don't tell me, because then as soon as I hit that age, I'll be like, oh, my eyes are blurry.
It was older, though. It wasn't, older. Definitely,
yeah, but you ain't old yet.
I mean, there's days that I feel damn old.
I don't think I'll think of myself as an old man until I'm like, you know, weather beaten, no pigment left in the hair, you know, liver spotted to heaven.
It really amazes me working with the community that, you know, you have their information in front of you and you look down and see what their birth date is and they're younger than you, but they look 20 years older than you. And I'm like, wow.
You had a hard life,
I look
life,
really
honey.
Good. I get really down on myself, and then somebody like that will come in, and I'm like, well, you look really good.
Well, you don't have, like, a set skincare, but you've never been, like, a sit outside all the time type. Mm-mm. Like, and if you are, you've got shade, you know.
Yep, I'll burn.
I feel like that's the most important skincare step is sun protection. And
I'm too pale.
I was born in 1990, so I'm from that rub some Crisco and go bake in the sun generation.
Oh, no.
I think I started tanning in tanning beds at like 14. You know, mom had to like sign permission for me to, but I wish it more than anything. I do now sunscreen every day. But,
have you ever had sun poisoning?
Oh, yeah. I've had, if it's at the sun, I've had it all. You see these freckles on my shoulder?
I had it on my face once. I woke up. We had been camping, I'm pretty sure. I was pretty young. I don't know, maybe 10 or 12, something like that. And we had been camping and I was in the sun all day the day before. And I woke up that next morning and my face was swollen so much. I couldn't open my eyes. My eyes were swollen shut. I couldn't open them at all. And
no,
it was
that's
sun poisoning.
Syphilis. No. No, my worst sun poisoning and sunburn was just from on an overcast day. Shane and I were like little, you know, 12, 13 playing with water guns in the yard. So we, you know, we were just shirtless, didn't think, oh, we're going to get sunburned playing with water guns, blisters on top of blisters. Mm-hmm.
I did that when we decided we were going to go fishing one year. We were in a boat all day long.
No.
Boy, my back was so burnt.
I don't do boats.
I couldn't wear a bra.
I'm too fair for them.
Weeks.
If there's no shade, like awning, that's why I have that huge 3 foot brimmed hat, because you got to bring the shade with you.
Yeah, you do.
And umbrellas, I'm too paranoid because people get stabbed by those on a windy day at the beach.
See, that's
like,
why I don't mind. That's why I don't mind the cooler weather.
Yeah, this right now is
because you're not usually sitting outside because it's just a little too chilly.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about getting burnt. And if you are outside, the sun's not strong enough to really do that yet.
Gotcha.
Yeah, unless it's really windy and then you get windburnt. That's no better.
I got such big ears. They get where the wind gets inside of them and then it starts to ache.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what an earache or a wind ache. I hate it. It'll be like a nice hot day and I'm like, I need some earmuffs.
Earmuffs.
this hurt. Like whenever I've mowed Shane's yard, he gets the strong winds and I'm like, I need earmuffs or I'll wear his headphones like this because anything to keep that wind out of these satellites.
Can't say that I've ever had an earache from the wind.
We have little tiny petite ears. I mean, look at. Pushing the headphones out. I don't know why I have the one pierced. I'm like I need any decoration to draw towards them.
More attention.
I just always thought a man with that ear piercing like I have, I don't know, I thought it was always sexy. So I'm like, ooh, I want to be sexy. And I thought I did it on the gay ear, but apparently it's not.
Oh, Lord.
I thought it was the left ear, but I think it's the right. So I'm like, well,
I have no idea.
I mean, not that there are any other clues as to.
No, not at all.
And my pearl necklace and floral t-shirt and everything, my mannerisms. Blesses.
You look different without your frosted top.
I know. I just haven't been. We don't have a salon store here in our town, and I just haven't been. I've been itching to drive to the next town over to the beauty shop store and get some lightener because I'm missing it.
All you have to do is let me know. I can always stop on the way through.
I never. It doesn't occur to me until at night and I'm looking in the mirror.
Did you go to that next town over to go to that store that's closing with all of their patterns on sale for 75% off?
I haven't. I really haven't left my town I live in for a minute.
I'm going to stop on my way home again.
Oh, jealous. Do you like the little baby ones you got?
Yes.
You are just itching for a grandbaby. Oh, itching.
I swear. Every time somebody comes in at work and they have little bitty ones, I'm like, I want a grandbaby. And I'll text Emily, man, there was this really cute little baby in today.
Look how cute. Oh, you know, you're real fertile on the full moon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's just not having it, I guess.
Start sending her lingerie in Amazon, like, hint, hint. Stretch marks Brady, cream.
Send it with Brady's name on it. Say, here, have your wife wear this.
Granny wants a baby.
It's really weird, Shane not being here.
I know.
And you're in the wrong seat, so this is just real weird.
I know. Well, I had to sit here so I could turn everything on, and then...
I'm glad you did it, because I didn't want to be in charge of it.
I was afraid to turn off that camera by just unplugging it, so I was like, well, I don't want to just empty seat. So we have... I'm named our alien Beepop, because that's the only thing he can say. Beepop. Hey, Beepop, how you doing? He only speaks telepathically, but he is filthy, raunchy, dirty, and I can hear him. I don't know if you can, but girl, ooh, he keeps sending me pictures. And ooh, I don't hate him.
Lost your mind. I tried to get us a third. I thought, Emily could come on, She's always wanted to come on and talk, you know, and I tried to get her. She already had plans. Our buddy Brent, he had to be at the store today.
And my best friend, she's real bashful. I've tried to get her on a few times. I'm like, will you please come?
Well, I was that way too in the beginning. And
that's like, I mean.
All you have to do is pretend that we're not being recorded.
I forget about
video.
It. That's why we rant
on. Yeah, I know, right? That's like, why we talk so much.
We're working. I'm a real good employee. Mm-hmm. Just don't get me. I need one of those signs. Don't talk to me because I will stop what I'm doing.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I needed one of those too when I used to work it in hell, Shane.
I know it's your segment, but this was a personal dumb criminals. It was local at one of the places here in town. I'm not going to be specific, but an employee had dropped a bag of drugs, the ones that start with M. A little bag of powdery crystals, I'm assuming. And apparently he could not find them. And so he went to his supervisor and told him, hey, I lost something. Can y'all help me find it?
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, if someone asks you that, the first thing you say is, you know, oh, your keys? What am I looking for?
Your phone?
Mm-hmm. Like, what'd you drop? And he, you know, wouldn't say what he dropped. Oh, it's a little bag. It's aspirin, powdered aspirin, you know.
Oh, please. That should have been the first clue.
Well, supervisor found it. And then the police were called. He was arrested and fired and blah, blah, blah. But I was just a local dumb criminal. Mm-hmm. Not only did you bring illegal substances to work with you, which, like, good God.
That's ridiculous.
Why you want to do that at work? Good. Why do it, period? Mm-hmm. You know, but at work, Jesus. And then to not only tell your supervisor, but tell him in a way that's like, hey, can you help me find it? Can you help me look for it?
Mm-hmm.
Bless him.
Where I work, I didn't know her, but there was a girl that had worked there in the past, and she would go out in her car and smoke, and I ain't talking about cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
And then go back into work. Like they couldn't freaking smell it.
I was going to go to work. And then I got
Yeah, so she ended up getting fired, too.
Dear Lord. You know, like, I ain't against people going out on their lunch break. If, you know, if you're in a job that you can, and I'm talking about THC, anything else, I'm like, girl, that's... Do that at home.
Right.
Or not at all. But not at it happens everywhere. And I've been at jobs where you need to be quite level, clear-headed to perform your job because you have other people's safety and health in your hands. And that's when I'm like, you're taking it from, you know, a nice little, a nice little pick me up. And it's, that's when it's teetering into, you have a dependence on
right.
it. And that's what I did for years, especially when I was with my dead ex. I mean, I was just
zoned. First time you say dead ex.
Dead ex.
Dead ex.
Well, I have two ex. One is dead, one's alive. So he's the dead one. I mean, just every day I was, you know, using that to escape the miserable reality right. I was in. But then after that, I'm like, oh, I've become dependent on this and I need to find healthier ways to cope with reality.
Yep.
And I still do it, but rarely. I mostly do CBD now, and that's here right. and there. I do it when we record just to, it's my day off. I'm, you know, I'm hanging with my friends. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Well, the Pope died.
I heard that.
Pope Francis, rest his heart.
I couldn't believe that it happened the day after Easter, after he'd surprised everybody to go and you know,
I love that
J.D.
Vance is being accused as the Antichrist that killed the Pope. I don't believe it, but I mean, the Antichrist would never be caught dead in such a tacky body. I've been just waiting on that all week.
You're ridiculous.
Well, of course you ever. Ohio, yeah. Born and raised. Antichrist ain't going to be born in Ohio. Of all places.
I didn't realize that's where he was from.
Oh, yeah. Our neighbor. Mm.
Great.
Surprise, surprise.
That's wonderful.
Our last horrible VP was from Indiana. And then at least Mike Pence has seemed to repent a little on his ways. Yeah. He's really, I'm still not a fan of him
At least he done what he was supposed to do.
Have you ever seen the gay Mike Pence?
No.
There's a gay man who is almost identical to Mike Pence, and he's, especially during the first presidency of Trump, he became really popular because he'd go to all the, like, rallies and everything as gay Mike Pence in, like, short little booty shorts. Mm-hmm. He's real muscular, too. He's, like, sexy gay Mike Pence.
Oh,
I'm like,
my gosh. That's
which,
funny.
Gay Mike Pence, what I think is the regular Mike Pence as well.
You never know, do you?
I think it's so weird he calls his wife mother. I think that's just...
He does?
Yeah. Like anytime he...
I guess I don't pay attention.
He refers to her, he'll be like, and me and mother sit at home with our daughter and our pet rabbit. Such a weirdo. Weirdo.
Yeah, that is weird.
I took a little energy supplement today, one of them.
No wonder you're bouncing off the walls.
I know. That's why I was, she pulled in and I was in the bunker's front yard pulling weeds. I'm like, I can't sit around here.
What is he doing?
Oh, just pulling weeds. The flower bed, it looks so nice, but then damn dandelions is popping up, getting big.
That's what they do.
I might go pick some after we record and make some dandelion jelly. I don't know about that. I don't want to go to Walmart and get picked and.
Get pecked?
Pectin.
Oh.
That like, those
like
little...
what's going to peck you at Walmart?
Girl, girl, you know.
They're ridiculous.
Well, they got benefits at Walmart.
Do they?
Are you in a hurry, Cam? You keep looking at your phone.
No, I need to go potty before I start mine.
Again.
So, yeah, I know. I can't help it. At least you guys can't talk shit about me.
Well, me and Boop Bop can. She just spilling everything. Boop Bop, can you believe this lady? This heifer. That's what I've been calling people that jump in front of me in line at the grocery store. Heifer. I feel like anything, I don't want to call them, you know, a bad name. I don't want to curse at them. But heifer, I feel like, suits a point. Well, I'm all alone again. Sitting here with Boop Bop, who's my only friend. Going to the chapel and I'm gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get together. Gee, I really love them and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel tonight. Who gets married at night? Help, I need somebody. Not just anybody. She's alive. Oh, she's alive. How was your Easter, Kim?
It was good.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I went to Emily's. All the family went and we had dinner at her house and
Did you guys do an adult Easter egg hunt?
No.
Oh, that would be fun with them. Hide little bottles of liquor or beer. Brady would like that.
Oh, yeah, Brady would like that.
I love those. I like to see the adult kids get real into it. I still, the siblings fighting and stuff.
Yeah, I still get them Easter baskets.
Oh, yeah. Mom got me one, too. It was all candy. Which,
yeah, that's what I usually do.
You know the way to my heart.
Well, I can't say that it was all candy because I got Brady, he got a Blackstone at Christmas. So I bought him an accessory for his Blackstone. And Emily's really big into books. So I got her a book. And then
what is a Blackstone?
Candy.
Is that a straight thing?
Shane has one upstairs.
Oh, the grill.
Yeah,
okay.
The grill.
Okay, yeah, straight thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know nothing about it. I'd never heard of it until Shane got one. And they're like, we got one. And I was like, I have no idea what that is. I thought it was like one of those. You remember the early 2000s when those pizza stones became real popular and everybody had a pizza stone in their oven.
Mm-hmm.
And it stayed in that oven. Mm-hmm. No one ever took it out.
Yep. Yep, definitely. I like my stones.
I didn't hate it. I got the crust crispy.
Mm-hmm.
I just put it on the rack now.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
I never did. I was always afraid of a mess.
Yeah. How was your Easter? What did you do? Anything
good? I'm not big on Easter. I feel like ever since my godson he's almost 14. So I don't know. To me, I feel like it's only fun if you have like
little ones.
Kids mm-hmm. to enjoy Easter egg hunts, like, you know, the magic of Easter.
Yeah, it goes away. I mean, the Christmas is kind of the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah. The older that I got and the older the kids got, it's just like, okay.
Well, and I'm not a fan of pastels. And so that's like the only decorations are pastels.
You're not?
I'm not. I like bold, bright, dark, like no pastels.
I'm really surprised.
And every Easter decoration. So I'm like, I ain't putting pastels in my home. Oh, no. I don't even decorate for it.
I think my nails have pastel on them.
Yeah, I think it's pretty for other people.
But it's not for you.
It ain't shiny enough for me.
Oh, well.
Well, and, you know, pastels are like baby blue. I'm more of a teal kind of gal myself. Unless it's only baby blue I like is in a man's eyes. Ooh.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Make me melt.
Make you melt?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you ever get Brock's candy as a kid? Or do you still get Brock's candy?
Oh, B-R-A-U?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got some at home. The peach rings and the cinnamon discs.
So these are the, do you like these? These are
the little dissolvements.
Yeah.
Did you know there's a mystery surrounding them?
I did not.
Well, it's amazing because we're going to learn about it today.
Oh,
good. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know about this until I was talking to my boss at work one day because she wanted to hear about the podcast and stuff. You know, she wanted to know what we did. And so we were kind of talking about different cases. And she says, well, what did you think about the case of Brock's Candies? And I'm like, wait, what?
What the hell are you talking
about?
And
so she kind of told me about it a little bit. And I thought, oh, this can't be real. So I looked it up and it is. I was very shocked. I'm not going to like having to set my computer here to do this. But
you got a big ass computer, too.
Yeah. Sick. This is the one. This is because this is the one that I always have to use to edit. And it's a lot.
Bebop just sent me a message. It said, rich.
I see that he has his fan over there.
Yeah, you crazy, Bebop. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
So this is the story of Helen Bach. She was an heiress of one of the biggest candy fortunes. She walked into a hospital one day, and after she walked out, she was never seen again.
Oh, shit.
So her name is Helen. She was not born into money. She grew up on a farm in Unionport, Ohio. It's a really small town, really rural. She married young, got divorced at age 21, and ended up working in a club in Palm Beach.
Oh.
And this is where she met Frank Brock. They hit it off. They ended up getting married. They bought a house in Florida, a house in Ohio, so they were always going back and forth. So she was set up to become the heiress of the Brock fortune.
All I can think of since you said Frank Brock is all I want is a grilled hot dog and a bratwurst with some mustard on it. Frank Brock, ooh, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. So after she got married, this is when things really kind of took a turn. After a while, Frank actually passed away in 1970. And this is another thing that really floored it because I was alive during this stuff and I still didn't hear about it. So I had no idea.
So she's lost two husbands.
So yeah, she's lost two husbands. So she was set up to be the heiress and she inherited millions. But
smart lady.
I know, right? She didn't just sit on her money. She started using it for good. So she started this foundation that would help the animals and that type of stuff.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she did a lot of good. People who knew her said that she was kind and classy, but she wasn't flashy. And she was just a decent human being. And then in 1977, she vanished.
Oh, shit.
So here's what we
know. It's always a good one.
I know, right? So here's what we know. In February 17, 1977, Helen goes to the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota for a checkup. Nothing weird about it. She just went in. She went for a checkup. She's seen in the gift shop where she tells the clerk, I'm in a hurry. My houseman is waiting. So she must have had a butler or whatever, somebody taking care of her house.
Rich.
Yep. And that's the last time that anyone in her circle of friends seen her. She was supposed to fly home to Illinois, but the flight crew didn't remember even seeing her. Her houseman, his name was Jack Matlock. He says that he picked her up from the airport, took her home, where she stayed there for 4 days, made no phone calls, and then he dropped her off for a flight that was supposed to go back to Florida. But there's zero proof of any of that. There's no proof that he picked her up. There's no proof that she was ever at home. Nothing.
Man, life before security cameras was just so scary.
Right. And just like that, she was gone. Now, naturally, Jack, he was the number one suspect. He had taken control of the home and the access of her money. But he sticks to the story and angrily, he says that he didn't do it. You know, he didn't do anything to her. The police were suspicious. Helen's brother thinks that Jack did it. And years later, an agency who worked the case, they said, yeah, Jack probably was the one that killed her, but they had no proof and was not able to.
Well, did he suddenly start spending lots of money? That's pretty easy to check his bank account.
Right. But there's no physical evidence that he had done it. And then he actually passed away in 2011, still denying that he had anything to do with it. So they thought the case was closed, right? Well, not quite.
Dun, dun, dun.
So let's rewind a little bit. Before she disappeared, she had gotten into horses, like fancy purebred horses, big money kind of horses.
Yes.
In that type of world, it's a hotbed for scams, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's this man named Richard Bailey. He comes into her life. He runs stables. He
He looks polished. He's a smooth talker. And he targets wealthy older women, especially widows. And then in 1975, he and his brother sold Helen 3 horses for almost $100,000. They were really worth.
Horses are pricey with, especially those purebreds.
But they found out that these horses were only worth $20,000.
Scum.
Yeah.
Junk.
They completely took advantage of her.
I hate the way horses are treated. I mean, they're treated a lot better now, but back then especially. I mean, dear God. And my biggest problem with horse racing and all that is out somewhere out there in the world are multiple people whose job it is to harvest horse sperm.
Oh, I know.
And sell it like it's fine wine. And for millions of dollars.
Yes, millions and millions of dollars.
For some tubes of jizz.
Yeah, the ones that win the Kentucky Derby and stuff. Yeah. Everybody wants that because they want that
purebred. Pure thoroughbred.
Yep.
Out there, somebody's getting paid to harvest it. Bless.
Yep, that's for sure.
I hope it's at least air conditioned.
Now, Bailey, he keeps working her, trying to get her to invest $150,000 more. But Helen, being smart, she decided that she didn't want anything to do with it. She wouldn't help him do anything. So, and just a few weeks after that is when Helen vanishes.
Wanted that money.
Now, by 1984, Helen is legally declared dead, but there still is no body. They have never found her body. They have no idea where she's at.
Jeez.
And then 1989, 12 years later, the investigation heats up again. Prosecutors believe Bailey conspired with others, including some names in Chicago's infamous horse rackets, to have killed Helen. But here's the kicker. Bailey's charged with conspiracy to murder, but he's never convicted of it. Instead, he gets nailed for fraud, and the judge throws the book at him, and he gets 30 years for fraud.
I mean, I feel like that's reasonable. I think fraud should be handled a lot more seriously. And if it were, we wouldn't be getting so many damn spam calls.
Oh, no kidding.
This is bullshit.
No kidding.
Every other ad I see is, if it's not a join the Latter-day Church of Mormon or whatever the hell it's called, it's usually Mormon ads just pushed out. And I'm like, this ain't a part of my algorithm. I ain't looking up, you know, Mormonism. I don't believe the gold tablets and the that one man who can only read them. Grandma always warned us about Mormons, Catholics. Don't listen to them. They don't know what they're talking about.
Of course.
Baptists.
So, and that judge also just straight up said at the sentencing that he believed very strongly that Bailey was the one that murdered her.
I mean, that's where I'd put my money on.
But they had no.
This was the 70s when she disappeared.
Yeah, 70s.
So, I mean, $150,000. That's
a lot of money
today.
Back then.
I mean, especially right now, that's millions.
So he ends up serving 15 years. And he gets out in 2019. And in true scammer fashion, he releases a book called Golden Tongue, The Innocent Man Who Killed Her.
I hate people like that.
Right?
Well, I mean, it's not like...
I mean, that's basically him.
It's not like he could get back into horse racing after...
Right?
He had to think of something to get money.
That's just basically him saying that he was the one that done it.
I did it, but I got away with it. Well, not... I mean, he went to jail, but not for... time. But yeah. I mean, jail's jail. You're still in there.
I mean, there was absolutely no evidence on who it was that took her, where.
Does he give any details in the book? Or
Didn't really say anything about it. I'd have to get the book to read it.
And you said it happened in Minnesota, but she lived between Ohio and Florida. What the hell was she doing in Minnesota?
No, she was in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was in Chicago. She was trying to go back to Florida.
Okay.
See, originally, when she, the last person that seen her that knew her was at the Mayo Clinic. So after she left there, it was after that is when she went missing.
The plane doesn't even remember.
The plane, she was on a plane from the Mayo Clinic. Her housekeeper, house guy, whatever, picked her up at the airport, supposedly, and took her back to her house. And then 4 days later, he was taking her back.
Every time I eat a Brock's candy, I'm a think of her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, at least she's being remembered.
That's true.
I gotta say, if I was into horse racing and I was the heiress of a giant candy fortune, I'd have to name my horse Sugar. I would just have to name it Sugar. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah.
And Sugar's coming down the line, followed by diabetes, type 1 and 2.
Now, back in Unionport, Ohio, that's where she was born. There's a tombstone with her name on it. It's right next to her husband and her parents, and it's empty. She's not there. No one knows where she is, but her two dogs, Candy and Sugar, are buried nearby.
See, I think like a rich heiress, mm-hmm. a Miss McCollin.
Her foundation does still exist, and it still does help the animals.
Oh, good.
Part of her legacy does live on.
Hey, that's a better legacy, especially for a rich person, not mm-hmm. to be remembered for, oh, I was wealthy and I hoarded my money for my whole lifetime. It's, look at, I've been gone. No one even knows mm-hmm. what happened to her, and she's still helping.
Did it say what the name of her
Why are you asking me, Kim? You wrote it. I'd never heard about it till today.
I don't remember if it did or not. I just remember talking about it. But
well, her empty tombstone is in Ohio. We'll have to take us a little mm-hmm. road trip and we'll leave an unwrapped mint on her tombstone.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah. I'm not real sure where Unionport is at. We'll have to look it up and see.
I do that when I go hiking, especially this time of year, close to Beltane. I leave little mints, unwrapped mints mm-hmm. for the fae folk and the gnomes. Just so it's like, I don't know. I feel like those myths and lore, I think mm-hmm. to me, yes, I'm going to be 35 this year, but I still believe in the little magic. And, you know, I've learned when like planning parties and mm-hmm. stuff, life is in the details of mm-hmm. things. And if I want to sprinkle a couple mints down so I might have a safer hike, I'm gonna. And, you know,
you're gonna do tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Go hiking.
If I smell a little honeysuckle on the air, I'll think, oh, that's a little fairy saying thank you. And if I see a real fairy, then I'll have some real fun in the woods.
That's funny. So what really happened to Helen? Did her houseman kill her for her money, or did Richard Bailey have her silenced when she found out that he was actually scamming her? Or is it something even bigger? Everything involved the whole muddy world of horse racketeers and insurance schemes. It could have been any one of those.
Oh, yeah. Illuminati.
Yeah.
If she's a wealthy elite, they wanted that sugar money.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I really want to be I really miss my calling as an heiress to a candy fortune. That was right up my alley.
So I thought this was all really cool. Something I'd never heard about.
Yeah.
So after I found all of this out and I did this, I decided I was going to look up and see the history of the company.
Yeah.
So I thought that'd be kind of cool. In 1904, Emil Rock invested $1,000 of his life savings in a storefront candy store located at the corner of North Avenue and Town Street in Chicago. He named it Brock's Place for Sweets.
Aww.
With his sons, Edwin and Frank, which Frank was the one that she married, he started with one kettle and investing in additional equipment. He was able to lower his production costs and sell the candy for 20 cents per pound, well below more than 50 cents per pound that competitors were selling. By 1911, his production had reached 50,000 pounds in a week.
Wow.
In 1923, Brock had 4 factories opening at capacity. He then invested $5 million in a new factory, beginning construction in 1921. It was built at 4656 West Kinsey Street in Chicago. It consolidated all 4 of his smaller ones into the one big one. Once it did open.
I had no idea they were started in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know it either.
Just one of those, you know, everybody is familiar with Brock's, at least mm-hmm. around here. I mean, it's just, even when you first said it, I was like, Brock, who's he? And then I was like, oh yeah, B-R-A-U, however right. the hell you spell it.
I knew I wanted to get some candy to bring it, you know, just kind of as a little prop, whatever. And I stopped at the dollar store and I'm like, they don't even have any Brock's candies here. What is going on?
I think it's like the most candy brand that's made generic a lot. Mm-hmm. Like if you go to the dollar store in town,
yep.
they have everything Brock's carries, but
it's
store
generic,
brand.
Right. Let's see here.
Which I ain't against the store brand. Whole bag of peach rings for a dollar. Yes, please.
So once those were all consolidated into the one building, at that time, the company was producing 127 varieties of candy, and they had the capability of 2,255,000 pounds per year.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Over the
Challenge
years.
Challenge accepted.
I know, right?
I like that Lucy gif, the oral pudding.
Over the years, the plant was expanded. And investors in new processes and equipment was made, including a chocolate grinding plant and a large panning operation. In 1948, an electrical spark ignited cornstarch, causing a massive fire in the plant's third floor and killed 11 employees and injured 18.
Jesus.
Most of the factory's north side was destroyed. Reconstruction brought the plant's capacity up to more than 4 million pounds produced per year, and it employed 2,400 workers in a 2,200,000 square foot building.
Jesus.
Big building. I just can't even imagine.
Thick. That's an airport.
It was recognized as the largest candy manufacturing plant at that time.
Okay, we have to go take a tour. Of
well,
some candy factories.
I was going to say, I'm getting to that port. Hang on.
I'll wear a hairnet too. I don't care.
At the peak, there was 4,500 employees that worked there. The plant was abandoned in 2003 when new owners took over operations and production was moved primarily to Mexico.
Bastards.
In August of 2007.
You bastards.
An administrative building was blown up for the film The Dark Knight.
Oh.
And the rest of the complex was demolished in 2014 and is now just a parking lot.
I think I saw that Batman movie.
Yeah,
they're so the new ones have been so long and dark that I keep falling asleep anytime I've tried to watch them. I get about an hour into it and I'm like, it's so dark, I can't.
I'm not really sure that I've even seen that one.
I've never been a real Batman fan. I love Poison Ivy, and I love The Batman Begins, the movie that Poison Ivy's in, because George Clooney and that man that plays Robin wear those hard nipple abs. Really,
I've never really been much one on the superhero type things. However, I do like Deadpool.
Oh, yeah, he's funny.
He's funny.
Well, growing up, you know, the superheroes known that were available were limited in the 90s. Like, we had Batman, Superman. I think that was the main one.
I think I have a hard time with Batman because I'm old enough that I remember the original
Adam West
ones, and they're just not the same as the Adam West ones.
He's boo-hoo. You are a rich kid whose parents died. Oh, you had your butler raise you in your mansion. Poor, poor baby. How about you, I don't know, use some of your money to give to the city versus, no, I'm just going to spend millions making a cave so I can fight crime. Meanwhile, there's orphanages and the police could use funding. I'm like, girl, you ain't doing it right. Give me Superman.
Oh,
he could fly me around anytime.
So I do have a couple jinkies. Are you kidding me? But I think I might save those for our Unmasked.
Okay. Join us on Unmasked.
All right. So make sure you do join our Patreon. And now, guess what?
What?
We have our 15 new members.
Yay! I wasn't sure when I sent that to you. I was like, I think we're there.
I'm just going to take your word for it, honey, because I haven't looked. But I think you're right.
Well, it goes up and down, so it's hard. It was hard to keep track.
Yeah, it was hard to keep track. But yeah, I think we're there. I mean, we've been doing it long enough. We should just call it.
That's
even
what, I looked back to October when we announced it, and it's 15 up from October.
Yep,
so that's where we're there.
Yep, that's where we're at then.
I'll get the wig going.
So be on the lookout. We'll get that all figured out pretty soon, and hopefully we'll get that done.
Yeah, once Shane is in town for longer than an hour, God bless him. He's just been
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Well, I don't feel bad for him this week.
Not a souvenir.
Yeah, no
not
kidding.
A damn souvenir.
If he comes home from Florida and does not bring us anything,
especially
dead to
us. He sent us a video with music added to it of a candy store. And if that man does not give me, I was like, You better. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's melted because it was in the car for a week.
So be looking out for our special Patreon live. Shane's going to do a mystery while Josh is making me up in drag. I'm so excited.
We're going to get you a beehive. I'll get to teasing on that wig this weekend.
I don't remember which one they decided.
They wanted you in a...
Oh, the beehive.
The beehive. Went. I'll try to get it as tall as I can. It won't... The one I got in the picture is like 3 foot tall, like Marge Simpson. I ain't got that, but I'll get you going.
I have faith in you.
I got a brown wig. We'll do.
I'm excited.
I kind of wish they chose one that had hair down because I want to see you in like...
Long hair. Yeah. The longest that my hair has ever been is maybe just a little past my shoulders.
We might do half up, half down because I want to see you some, like kind of like my queen wig. I wear.
Yeah.
Partial. Boom, boom. Just don't turn around. Don't let them see the back. Held together with a prayer and bobby pins.
Also, don't forget the Crime Con is going to be September 5th through the 7th in Denver, Colorado this year. Save your money. Save your money. We'd love to see you.
Come see us at the Gaylord.
If we get it, if we know enough people of our fans is coming, we're going to try to do a little get together.
Yeah.
So if you know that you're going to go, send us a message. Get onto our itsmysteryinc.com website. Send us a message saying, hey, we're going to be there. And we'll start thinking about when we can do a little meetup for us.
Any of you single lady listeners, bring your bearded single male friends.
Please.
I'll make sure, Kim and I will make sure they have a real good time. Real good time.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll get lucky enough to have a bodybuilding competition at the hotel I'm in.
Oh, I am very excited to see that hotel, though.
I am, too. I've looked up pictures online.
I haven't for a while. I need to.
They got like a water park, but I don't do that.
Oh, yeah, I will be all over that water.
That's turlet water. That's turlet.
Oh, people please.
Peeing in it.
Please.
Thank you. No.
Don't forget to go visit our website. itsmysteryinc.com. You'll find all of our episodes, photos. Come visit our merch store. You'll find the cups and t-shirts and little dicks and Josh's necklaces. And I don't think I have any BBs left
in
there.
My bosom.
Alrighty. That's all I got.
That's all I have. Join us next time for Mystery Inc. Shane will be back, not this next episode, but the week after.
Yeah, we always do too.
We'll talk at you later.
Bye.
Now at Menards, save big on everything for your landscaping project. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Plus, get fast free estimates when you use our landscape design program available in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. Also, check out the great deals from our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.